Former Penn State football player sues college over sexual hazing, "I'm going to Sandusky U." By Warner Todd Houston on January 14, 2020. A former Penn State football player has filed a lawsuit against the college claiming that star players violently hazed other players and made sexual threats in the name of convicted child molester Jerry Sandusky. Former defensive back Isaiah Humphries had a full scholarship to the school in 2018 but says that his time at Penn State was a hell of hazing and abuse. Humphries, the school, James Franklin, and Damian Barber for negligence and inflicting emotional distress. Humphries accused players such as defensive MVP of 2019 Micah Parsons, All Big Ten defensive end 2018 and 19 Yetur Gross Matos, Damian Barber, and Jesse Luketa of leading a campaign of hazing younger players. The player also alleges that he was told the locker room was a prison, that he was called their bitch, and that newer players were threatened and told things such as, "I am going to FCKU and I am going to Sandusky U, this is Jerry." The lawsuit also claims that Humphries and his father told head coach James Franklin in the school of the hazing, but nothing was ever done. The lawsuit also charges that upperclassmen placed the genitals on the faces of lowerclassmen, that lowerclassmen had their genitals fondled, and other acts of abuse. Humphries adds that an investigation of the Penn State University Office of Sexual Misconduct Prevention and Response found that Damian Barber violated school rules by hazing players and was handed a one-game suspension last year. Ultimately, Humphries transferred out of the school. For its part, the school claims that it did its duty and investigated the allegations. In accordance with our processes, the Office of Sexual Misconduct Prevention and Response and the Office of Student Conduct carried out investigations of the plaintiff's claims independent from intercollegiate athletics, Penn State said. The school added that they related its investigation to the local district attorney, but that office did not file charges. The DA reviewed the case and decided that no charges would be pursued, the school concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.